Phoenix Sport. Coming up next, it's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello, hello, hello. Jolly good evening to you. Saturday the 20th of April. I'm very much looking forward to the FA Cup semi-final tomorrow. What will it bring? Anyway, you are listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers with me, Mandy Cullen, on Phoenix 98 FM. What we do on this show is play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on your radio. And all of the songs that we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. But better than all of that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool, it doesn't need to be trendy to get played, it just has to be a joy. We only play the good stuff on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. Coming up in this evening's show, and what a show we've got lined up, by the way. We've got some absolute belters to play you this evening. And we've got Trackwards coming up shortly. I don't think it's too tricky this week. I think you might get it this week, so stay tuned for that. We'll have that coming up shortly. Then we'll be doing Are You a Cover Lover? We'll be doing When Were They 20? Quite simply, because it's the 20th of the month. And then in the second hour of the show, we'll do the Soppy Softies at 7. We'll do the Birthday Bonanza. And we'll do the Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser before we say so long with the long song. How about all of that? That's a lot to fit in, right? Well, we better get a move on then. So you know what to do. Set it up. It's Saturday night. Pour yourself a drink. Pull up a chair. And join in the fun with Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers.
Love is in the air. Everywhere I look around. Love is in the air. Every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish. Don't know if I'm being wise. But it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air. In the whisper of the trees. Love is in the air. Thunder of the sea. And I don't
opening the show, two songs to get you tapping your feet. Kicking us off was John Paul Young and the feel-good song that everybody loves, surely. Love Is in the Air. Come on, who doesn't love a one-hit wonder as well? That one was taking us back to 1978 for the first time it was released. It was re-released again in 1992 when it featured in Strictly Ballroom, and then again in 2002, but it was most successful on its first outing as it made it to number five back in 1978. Then we heard Bad Manners and the classic Lip Up Fatty. I mean, here they come, look, Bad Manners, remind us to start thinking about getting beach body ready. Goodness sake. Anyway, that was a number 15 hit from 1918. It's from their album Scar and B, and it's just great fun, isn't it? Who doesn't love a bit of Lip Up Fatty? Just superb. Okay, I said we were going to do Trackwoods very soon, and we're going to do it now.
Trackwoods.
Look at Trackwoods. Okay, this is where we play a song, about 10 to 15 seconds of a song, but we're going to play it backwards. And you can see if you can figure out what the record is. So let's have a listen. It's not the toughest one we've done, I don't think. Is it? You can figure it out. It's not easy. I give you that. It's not easy, but I think you'll be able to figure it out. So one more listen before we move on. Okay, I will give you the answer before we do the Soppy Softies at 7 a little bit later in the show.
Sunny came home your hand yet seen? Tell me what's in a dream. I know it's really rather stupid of me, but I honestly don't know. Every time I try to find a solution, I'm surprised that I quickly I've become so slow. What's in a kiss? Have you ever wondered just what it is? More perhaps than just one moment of bliss. Tell me what's in a kiss.
Was Gilbert O'Sullivan, What's in a Kiss, taking us back to 1980. Just made it into the top 20, peaking at number 19. And you know, that was the last hit he had. Before that, we heard Sean Colwyn and Sunny Came Home. And in 1998, that record just snuck into the top 30, peaking at number 29. It was her seventh single release, and it remains her biggest hit when it got to the number 29. Chart-wise, though, it performed best in Canada, where it reached number 3. Two songs you just don't hear enough on the radio. Right, okay, now it is time for When Were They? And this week it is, of course, When Were They 20? Quite simply because it is the 20th of the month. What we do here is we play a song that was number 20 in the charts in the corresponding years of each of 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s. So all of them will have been number 20 on this day in the 70s, 80s and 90s in the same corresponding year. But what is the year? Let's see if you can work it out. So, for instance, if you think the first song we're going to play is from 1974, that means the next one would be from 1984 and the final one from 1994. It's as simple as that. So let's kick us off. Here's Andrew Gold and Lonely Boy at number 20 on the charts. But what year?
Slap of a hand, he had landed as an only son. Wednesday at 8 p.m. here on Phoenix FM. Join me, Nick Field, for a round of curveballs, showcasing the many stars and faces of the local Essex scene and scenes from around the world. With guest interviews, live sessions, local gig news, and musically, everything from crooning folk metal to hip pop punk tronica, and everything in between, whatever that might consist of. That's Curveballs every Wednesday between 8 and 10 p.m. here on Phoenix FM. Tune in and see what you can discover.
On the 4th of July, 1806, we set sail from the sweet home of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. 'Twas a wonderful craft, she was rigged for a laugh.
So the best lawyer writes, we had 2 million barrels of stone. We had 3 million sides of our blind horses' hides. We had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million ducks, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million vials of old Nanny Ghost tiles and all of the Irish Rover.
There was a Mickey Toot who played her. When the ladies lined up for a set, he would toot with skill for each sparkling quadrille, till the dancers were Fluker and Bet. With his smart, witty talk, he was top of the walk, and he rolled the dames under and over. They all looked at that when he took up his stance, and he sailed in the aisle.
There was Johnny McGurk, who was scared of a war, and a man from West Main come along. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man, Mike McCann, from the banks of the Bum, was the skipper on the Irish Rover.
For a sailor, it's always a bother in life. It's so lonesome by night and by day. And a charming young whore who will melt all his troubles away. All the noise and the rout, soon and pudding and stout, for him soon is done and over. Of the love of a maid, he is never afraid, but else all from the Irish Rover. We had sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the flood. And a whale of a crew was reduced to the two, just myself and the captain's old dog. Then the ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock! The boat, it was turned right over.
Turned nine times around, and the poor old dog was drowned.
And the last of the Irish Rover.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8pm for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour, only here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Monday's no a waste. Wednesdays I go out, oh, nothing.
Three songs back to back, all of which were at number 20 in the charts on this day in each of the corresponding years from the 70s, the 80s and the 90s. Kicking us off, we had Andrew Gold and Lonely Boy. On this day, Lonely Boy had just jumped two places from last week's number 22. It would go on to peak at legs 11, so just missing out on the top 10. Then we heard the Pogues and the Dubliners and the just irresistible, the Irish Rover. Aside from Fairy Tale of New York, that was the Pogues' biggest hit, although the Dubliners did have a bigger hit in 1967 with Seven Drunken Nights, which appropriately reached number 7. Anyway, on this day, the Irish Rover was falling out of the charts. It had already peaked at its number 8, which I think it made. It was down 9 places from last week's number 11. Then finally, we heard the Wannadies and Hit, and on this day, the Wannadies were a brand new entry in the charts, straight in at number 20. But that was just about as good as it got for them, because next week, it would drop out of the top 4. And the following week, it was out of the charts altogether. And it was the last top 40 hit that they had. So, what year do you think it was? They were all the corresponding year from each of the 70s, the 80s and the 90s. Which year was it? I tell you what, I'll play Culture Club and I'll give you the answer on the other side of this. Heart Culture Club and Mr. Man. Track number 8 from their brilliant second album, Colour by Numbers. It wasn't released as a single, but it's a really catchy tune, isn't it? Okay, I said I was going to give you the answer to When Were They 20? So as a reminder, we heard from the 70s, Andrew Gold and Lonely Boy. From the 80s, we heard the Pogues and the Dubliners and Irish Rover. And then from the 90s, we heard the Wannadies and Hit. And they were all at number 20 in... It was the Sevens. So Andrew Gold and Lonely Boy was number 20 in 1977. The Pogues and the Irish Rover, they were at number 20 in 1987. And finally, the Wannadies, they were at number 20 in 1997 with Hit. So how about that? Okay, did you want to have another listen to Trackwoods? I think we'll do one more listen.
Trackwoods.
Look at Trackwoods. Right, here you go. See if you can recognise it. I think you know what it is. I will give you the answer before we do the Soppy Softies at 7, so not long to wait. You're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Mandy Cullen. Coming up, we are going to do the Are You a Cover Lover? But first, let's go back to the 90s for this one.
Say, we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say, the world has come between us, our lives have come between us, still I know. We'll be right back.
was Deep Blue Something. Not that they are actually called Deep Blue Something. That's the name of the band. That was Breakfast at Tiffany's, and it was their debut release in 1996. And, of course, it made it all the way to number one. You know, they did actually have a follow-up single called Josie, if you remember that one. That one just squeaked into the top 30, peaking at number 27. And then they just disappeared. I don't think any of them were ever heard of again. But, you know, Breakfast at Tiffany's did go platinum. So that's pretty impressive, isn't it? Okay, shall we do Cover Lover now? I think we should.
It's the Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers Cover Lover.
It is indeed the Cover Lover. The original this week is from 1974. And the cover is from 1986. So see what you prefer. Do you prefer the original? Or do you love the cover? Are you a cover lover? Have a listen and make your mind up.
Lovely was the girl I met while walking home one day. She made me forget my marbles. She said she had another game to play. One thing led to another. Now what more can I say? Just one of the reasons why I got up on my Saturday. She's just too good to be forgotten. That's all that I can say. Too good to be forgotten. No, I'll never let her get away. One in a million people shouted from the highest people. She's just she breathes. I ain't never leaving, cause I'm happy as I can be. She's just too good to be forgotten, girl. What more can I say? Too good to be forgotten, no, I'll never let her get away.
That was the original. Are you ready for the cover? Here we go.
Just one of the reasons why I've got it by my side today. You're too good to be forgotten.
this week's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers, Are You a Cover Lover? So, are you? First of all, we heard the Shy Lights, and of course the record was Too Good to Be Forgotten. Their version reached number 10 back in 1974. Do you know, the Shy Lights' biggest hits both reached number 3, which was Have You Seen Her in 1972 and You Don't Have to Go in 1976. Too Good to Be Forgotten was written by Eugene Record and Barbara Acklin. Then, of course, we heard Amazulu and Too Good to Be Forgotten. There's a hint, I think, there's a hint of Bananarama on that record. What do you think? Obviously, Bananarama before Stock Aitken and Waterman got their mitts on them. Anyway, their version reached number 5 in 1986. So it was 5 plays better than the version by the Shy Lights. It was their only top 10. You might also remember they did a cover of Montego Bay, which reached number 16. So that was this week's Are You a Cover Lover? Okay, let's play another record. Let's have something nice and cool, shall we? Don't get cooler than this one. School. That was MFSB, which stands for Mother, Father, Sister, Brother, and that was Sexy. That's the name of the track. I'm not saying it is a sexy song, but it's actually called Sexy. Anyway, it was released in 1975 and it just snuck into the top 40, peaking at number 37. I mean, it's just got such a cool vibe to it though, hasn't it? Their biggest hit had come a year earlier in 1974 when Sound of Philadelphia made it to number 22. Okay, I said that before we did the Soppy Softies at 7, I would give you the answer to Trackwoods, so let's do that next.
Trackwoods.
Look at Trackwoods.
Okay, here it is one more time. You ready for it? Of course, it's Hungry Like the Wolf. It's the Duranis. It was, of course, Duran Duran and Hungry Like the Wolf. That was their fifth single at the time, and rather poetically, I think, it peaked at number 5 in the charts, and at the time, that was their biggest hit. It's from their brilliant second album, Rio. Okay, I think we've got time for one more before the Soppy Softies at 7, haven't we? Do you remember this one?
In the funky blowout, you know where sets sail from, just around the corner from the Portobello Road.
downtown, W10, and my best baby, baby, do what you done told. I got bottles of beer and a deck or two. All my friends are now coming in. Lucy and Jules looking good, girls. So all aboard, let the party begin. I'm on a mic, I make you dance, I make you funk, I make you sweat from and out till the break of dawn. So get up the wall, let's have a ball. From and out till the morning comes, and I said,
have fun going.
What I said,
have fun going.
Do what I do,
have fun going.
Oh, come on,
have fun living in the city. Have fun going.
Do what I say,
have fun going.
Do what I do,
have fun going.
So come on,
have fun living in the city.
Come along, come along, come along, everybody, everybody in the place to be. It's Cabana B, Cabana B on the microphone, Pitty on the funky bass tree. Now there it be, you gotta describe, transcribe, transcribe just what you got to do. I said, ladies and gentlemen, this one goes out to you. And I said, and on the floor, cause I really wanna take this chance. Bust a move, just a move, you know I got no shame. I wanna do it again, I wanna do it again, I wanna do it again. I like it, Oh my God, I think I like it a lot. When you shake your funk, you push in front of me like you know what you're giving, like you know what you got. Cause it's a hot crowd, cool crowd, hang out, clubhouse, just where I wanna be. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy on me, yes.
Taking us back to 1995. That was a number 37 hit, so just creeping in to the top 40. I'm kind of surprised at that, though, because I think it's a really funky, catchy tune. I'd have thought chart-wise it would have done better, and its chorus is so...